Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Show, featuring a host of beautiful people. And on Friday mornings, Mark you, hey. You beautiful beast!
Thank you.
And not forgetting on Friday mornings, coach extraordinaire of the DHL Stormers, John Dobson. Morning, Dobbo!
How's it rock?
Yeah, we are.
At studio.
Yeah. Did you listen? Did you hear Ron now on the show a bit earlier? And I don't know if you missed. Ron was in studio. He's just looking to get out of the house, he says. He's got an 8-week-old nappy time at around 7 o'clock in the morning. So he spends Friday mornings with us now just to get out of the nappy and bottle duty.
He plays seven. He's too boring for me, Daniel. He's too serious.
Dobbo, what a great weekend. What a tough physical weekend last weekend was. Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a brutal game. I mean, they kind of got dropped, but they're a much better team than people think. They're very clever on attack. It was tough. And I think it largely went to plan. Yeah. I knew they'd keep ball against us, but the right outcome. But there were some tense moments, as you put.
Yeah, but Dobbo, I mean, let's be honest. Those six tries, that last pass fun of Hanchiva Diamani, that is what Storms Rugby was about. I mean, the report headline, and give these guys their due, they said these guys are artists and street fighters, and I think that's the greatest compliment anyone could pay the Stormers and what you guys have done in the last two seasons.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it sums up absolutely perfectly. It's what we're about. We fight for us, fight for this region, but we've got some those tries or doodles in some of those studios in heaven, if you know. So it exactly sums it up absolutely perfectly. You know, they couldn't be more street fighters than artists.
I asked Ron who he'd want to face in the finals, Connacht again or Munster, and he said, no, Munster, we've got unfinished business.
Yeah, they finished, I can't remember, it was 21 or 22 game unbeaten record.
Yeah.
But also, there's not a lot of love lost. We don't like Peter Omani. Echir's name got second to a few of his friends that game, like Kitsin. So, of course, yeah, there's other things of Kitsy's last game, and it's going to.
Having a farewell for Kitsy every weekend now.
Kitsy's fourth one, I promise you.
And then from next season on, for the foreseeable two seasons, every game is a game closer to him coming back. So sure. It's another celebration, another party. I was telling Rock about our lunch on.
I'm glad I dodged that. Yeah, Clerve Street, thank you very much.
He was watching nice netball, and you and I were playing tennis and having a great time. So thanks for the lunch, Dobbo. It's much appreciated. I heard what it cost, and I really do owe you bigger.
Rock, I destroyed Keo here. I dragged him out of there.
I tapped out. I tapped out. He choked me to death. He did a Connacht on me.
I'm so glad I missed that bullet.
Well, the last one wasn't a pretty picture for me when I got poured into an Uber like it's out of a kettle.
Well, I hope that Munster next Saturday.
Yeah.
Look like you told me you felt, Dobbo, the next morning. So, but it's going to be a great one. If 2 hours, 26 minutes yesterday to sell out all the tickets for DHL Stadium.
Is that a record, Keo?
It's going to be a record. And the incredible thing is there's going to be more people at the DHL Stadium next Saturday than there will be at the Aviva Stadium for the Champions Cup final this Saturday.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah. That is an incredible achievement. And a huge shout out to the guys at Province and at the URC, because they didn't do what they did last year, which was triple and double the ticket prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kept them reasonable and wanted to reward everyone who's come out and followed the Stormers when economic times are so tough, but also when it was no fait accompli that they would make it to the final. And I think that's a massive boost. Fill the stadium rather than try and tap everyone's last dime.
I couldn't get care. You know what pisses me off a little bit is like the Irish social media saying we had cheap tickets too, so we could fill the stadium. We could have sold, Mark, four or five times over that stadium.
Absolutely.
We did it out of respect for... Mark's right, you are seeing worse than problems. Out of respect for the people of Cape Town, being so loyal. So they go on social media saying it's costing €3 tickets. But that's because we want the people who have been so loyal to us to come to the stadium. Not you trying to fill it. We could have sold, I don't know, Mark, what do you reckon, three or four times?
Yeah, no, I mean, if there was such a demand and has been such a demand... But then those individuals, like you said, who are coming from areas who are facing the toughest economic challenges, they wouldn't have been there on Saturday. And those are the guys you're really and the women you're really playing for. So it wasn't about feeding the corporate frenzy this Saturday. Mm. It was about feeding the truth of what the Stormers team is. And
absolutely.
And you know what? Like, I'm not allowed to say the F word on air, but you know, F those Oaks from Limerick, Cork and Munster, because we're going to take them, double. We're going to take them and we're going to squeeze them.
Listen, both of you on the show this time last week, Dobber, I know that you were pushed by Keo in a position to say, listen, let's call the game. But well done. Not only did you call it, but you also called the Munster game, Keo, on the show last Friday before the weekend. And watching that unfold ahead of all of our eyes was just beauty.
And apparently in front of all the Stormers' eyes as well. Joe Dwebe had a few things to say. So as Dobber says, he's spoken a big game. Now he just has to back it up next Saturday. Okay? At least they know what they're going to get from Joe. So, but yeah, I mean, you've got to believe in when the stars are aligned, you've got to believe in that romance. And in sport, you start seeing a team gets momentum or the flow of things start going a team's way. And just the way the Stormers built momentum, you know, in hindsight, Dobber, dropping that one game against Munster took a huge monkey off your back as well, because that record had to go at some time, and it kind of changed the dynamic of your season a bit. In there, there was a reset button seemed to have come into the fore, and the boys certainly found an extra gear. And then credit to Munster, they've been on the road for the last five matches after taking 50 against the Sharks in the Champions Cup, so it's all set up for this wonderful finale. Two teams that have really fought different battles to get there, but like I said, with the Connacht game, the big thing is we're playing at home. It's 50,000 plus, and there's not greater support than in Cape Town. There's not a greater place to come and visit than Cape Town. And I'm sure next weekend everyone's going to be smiling, but for this weekend, get out to Athlone and support the province tonight. Team.
Absolutely.
Because win against the Pumas, the defending champions, and we're in a position to get to the semi-finals. And once in the semi-finals, the URC players come back, you can add the Curry Cup title to that cabinet as well.
You heard it here first.
From the Oracle.
I'm about a month ahead here in my predictions.
Dobbo, listen, we look forward to our chat again next Friday, mate. Enjoy a little bit of time off. I know that this rarely happens.
Yeah, we're going to go. We trained the Afghan stadium. It's magnificent.
Yeah,
and then I went to the Wembley Roadhouse afterwards for a salami.
And a Gatsby.
Did you take your Gaviscon?
Dobbo, did you take your Gaviscon?
Thank you. No,
yeah, but I mean, $50 for a ticket. Get out there this evening and support Province. Absolutely. And also, it's just great to see Province playing in suburbs. Yeah, and it's not in a big stadium where people just can't get there or they don't have the funds to support.
Get out there to Athlone tonight, please. Athlone Stadium, get there. Our Rick is calling the game as well tonight on Afrikaans broadcast channel. John Dobson, thank you so much, sir. We'll chat again, Dobbo, next Friday. I will do. Cheers, mate.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.